September 27, 2002, anti-capitalist convergence press conference outside the Washington Post headquarters in Washington, D.C.
My name is Ray Valentine. I'm an organizer with the D.C., the Washington, D.C. anti-capitalist convergence. I'm here with Emma Martin and Zain El Amin, also organizers with the Washington, D.C. anti-capitalist convergence. We're here to issue some statements on today's people strike actions. Today was truly a day of non-compliance and resistance. We were protesting the World Bank and the IMF on the first day before their fall meetings because they exemplify how global capitalism promotes racism, poverty, sexism, and environmental destruction, and the concentration of power and wealth in the hands of a few. Today's action was a success. We truly interrupted capitalism as usual in Washington, D.C., in the so-called capital of the free world. We're going to read a couple different statements. We have a statement from the Legal Collective on the situation with the people who were arrested today expressing self-determination against capitalism. And we also have a statement from the people who were arrested themselves about their feelings on the action. And we also have some words about why we were out in the streets today protesting global capitalism. Emma Martin is going to read the statement from the Legal Collective.
Today, approximately 400 protesters and other people were arrested. Many of them sustained injuries at the hands of police. At least two people were witnessed being beaten by the police. At least one woman was taken to the hospital after being punched in the face by a police officer. We are horrified at what we've seen today. The only violence we've seen is violence from the police, who have decided that they're going to take away our opportunity to express our political dissent. Before we even had a chance to make our voices heard, they came out there and they made sure that we were silenced.
I have a statement from the arrestees who were in high spirits as they were taken away after a preemptive strike against democracy, no less than that. The statement is simply that the people's strike was successful. We shut down the city and we'll keep on striking till we win. And they were in very high spirits, and it's obvious that they've set the example that when our president is putting mass murder on the agenda, that radical action is necessary. We'll take any questions. What's that?
Someone's asking which hospital people are in.
Hospital? Do you know the hospital?
We actually don't have that information at this time. We don't have the information on what hospital the woman was taken to, but we do urge people to call hospitals and figure out what is being happening to these people. Call the jails and demand to know what kind of treatment these people are getting. Demand that they be released with no charges whatsoever, because the only thing... because we are all completely innocent.
How long do you think they're going to stay in jail?
What's that?
How long do you think they're going to stay in jail?
The question is, how long do they think they're going to stay in jail?
It seems there's an estimate that they could be there till Monday. You should answer.
Okay. There's going to be striking until you win. What do you mean?
Meaning is that this action should not be judged as an end of a project, but rather than the beginning of autonomous creative actions around the city that bring highlight to the barbarity that's being imposed about the citizens of the city and about the citizens of the world as we go into economic crisis and war against Iraq.
Someone's asking about a term about striking until we win.
That, as I stated earlier, that this requires civil disobedience in the tradition of the civil rights movement, that the barbarity that's being imposed about the people of this city and this nation and the world requires civil disobedience. We're talking about right now going to war against a country that's been bombed to the Stone Age, a country where 500,000 children have been killed through the sanctions on Iraq, and they're going to bomb it for a pure, simple reason, and that is oil. So that needs radical action. That's what I mean by striking.
In what sense do you think that you shut down the city? If you could get get specific about...
People are asking about in what sense do they think they shut down the city.
We shut down the city in the sense that we made everyone in the city aware that something is going on that they need to know about. They need to know about the policies that the IMF and the World Bank are passing that are hurting people all over the world. They need to know about the policies that are being passed right here in D.C. that hurt people in D.C., policies with housing, gentrification, the closing of D.C. General. And I think today, by shutting down the city, we not only shut the city down, but we open people's eyes to the things that they need to know.
So by shutting down the city, you mean you made people aware about some issues. And why is shutting down the city an admirable goal today?
Reporters asking why is shutting down the city an admirable goal?
We need to bring the current fortress of capitalism down so we can put a new world in place where food, healthcare, education are universal for all people on this planet. And the word shut down comes from the fact that that's exactly what we need to do to the capitalist system that causes so much misery and oppression all over the world.
This to the protest 2 years ago and just give me your sense of whether this is bigger or smaller and if so, why?
Asking if they'll compare the protest to A16.
The protests aren't over. There's a whole weekend of protests. So that's to be judged in the end. Today was a series of direct action, of civil disobedience. Those require less numbers. Tomorrow you're going to see the big numbers, if it's numbers that you're looking for. But the quality of the events today was tremendous in provoking thought in our own communities about what's going on. We've never had so many questions about the institutions of the World Bank and IMF until we put them in the context of this capitalist system and in the savagery that it imposes in terms of war, in terms of just the fact that the World Bank and IMF doesn't pay $57 million in property taxes or profit taxes to the citizens of the city as its budget is being slashed by $323 million.
I want to add something to that. Another thing that has changed since Seattle 2 years ago is that we live in a different country where we no longer have civil rights. We can no longer go out and express ourselves. We were told, even before today, we were told if we came out, we would be arrested. We were told that we would be arrested even just for planning this, just for talking about coming out here and making our voices heard. That's what's changed. People are scared to talk because the government is telling us we're no longer allowed to dissent.
Someone's asking about alternatives to institutions like the World Bank and IMF.
The solutions to the world's problems are as diverse as the communities on this planet. And like we said before, some common goals are food, healthcare, education, the basic necessities of life would be available to all and not determined by one's economic means, not determined by race or class or gender.
Asking in a system where people don't have those resources, how can they make their lives better? I think it's the gist of the question.
I think by simply releasing resources, tremendous resources that are going to waste right now. For example, silos of wheat are being dumped into the ocean just to keep the wheat prices, moderated for the market. Just the fact that hunger is planned, it's not a natural occurrence. Just the fact that just the amount we pay in advertising, we can pay towards social services. The amount we pay towards warfare can be used towards healthcare and the basic human needs. That just basically by, as a start, releasing these resources for human need, not greed.
Momentum of the rest of the weekend, tomorrow's protests and so on?
I think today a lot of people are arrested for absolutely no reason, and those people are going to realize from what happened that we live in a system that is inherently unfair when not only were people arrested for protesting, people were arrested today that were journalists, that were medics, that were legal collective members, that were just walking down the street. The police just took people and arrested them. What can that make us but angry that we live in a country where that's possible?
Do you think that's going to intimidate people from coming out tomorrow in big numbers?
I think that's going to make people's determination stronger tomorrow. I think that people are going to come out stronger. I think people are going to come out more determined because they know that there's people in jail that we're going to be in solidarity with and that, you know, put themselves on the line today to bring attention to these issues. And I think that that's just going to make what the police did today and the repression that we saw, it helps our movement grow. And it makes us see even more so that all these issues are connected and how badly this system simply fears a growing global justice movement that can bring down capitalism.
Numbers of arrests tomorrow?
Talk to Charles Ramsey.
Do you expect the same kind of civil disobedience for the rest of the weekend?
People are asking if there's going to be civil disobedience continuing over the weekend.
Other organizers.
The last question was about arrests.
Organizations have planned events throughout the weekend. We don't know details of what other groups are planning.
Does your group know the actions of the smashing of windows at Citibank?
Someone's asking a question about windows being smashed at Citibank.
Huh?
She wants to know if we're involved in
the I don't know anything about the incident, but the reality is that our primary message today was the savagery, the devastation to hundreds of thousands of people's lives. At the Boston Tea Party, do you report the damage to the tea, or do you talk about taxation without representation?
It means that we organize within a diversity of tactics. We encourage a variety of creative initiatives, from popular education to direct action. And we believe that it's people's choice to determine the tactics and the methods they use to express their anger at this system and their love for a better world. The idea that
you said even if you get injured,
destruction could injure a person is a view that puts property more important than people's lives. That's the view that we're opposing. There's no violent element to a building being destroyed.
The only people that were injured today were people that were injured by the police.
Okay. R-A-E, Valentine, like a big heart.
Emma Martin, E-M-M-A-M-A-R-T-I-N.
I'd like to say, can I say one more thing? Just wanted to plug tomorrow's events. The Mobilization for Global Justice will be having a huge march tomorrow, and I would encourage everybody to come out and support that action, because this is today's action was just the beginning of a series of great spontaneous actions. My name is Zain El Amin, Zein, last name spelled Elamine.